COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Grass, Massachusetts, the heartland of America. Find this podcast anywhere you find podcasts, such as TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio Public, Podbean, Podcast Addict, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IAMCannabisSativa, on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. So it does seem like medical cannabis reform in North Carolina has legs this legislative session. So let's read about that. NC bill to legalize medical marijuana picks up support. A state bill to legalize marijuana for medical use is picking up support across the state, including from around Cleveland County. In April, Senate Bill 711, the North Carolina Compassionate Care Act, was filed. The bill would allow the use of medical marijuana in the state, as well as limited growing of the plant for medical use. It is hardly the first bill to attempt to make medical marijuana legal in some form or another, but SB 711 does have something that previous bills do not: actual support. The bill was introduced by one of the legislature's most powerful Republicans. Again, that's what shakes it loose in purple and red states. You need buy-in from Republicans, and powerful ones at that, in the state. If not, you're not going to get anything through. The bill was introduced by one of the legislature's most powerful Republicans, Senator Bill Rabon, and has support from other prominent members of the party. If passed and signed into law, the bill would make medical marijuana available to patients suffering from a variety of ailments, including cancer, epilepsy, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, Parkinson's disease, all of which seek greater relief through cannabis than other pharmaceuticals. We always talk about in conservative medicine, we are so much better at taking things from our ground that is grown versus something that's chemically synthesized product or pharmaceutical. Dr. Rich Berkowitz, a chiropractic physician in Shelby, said, You just gotta know flat out that dealing naturally is going to be better off than chemically whenever possible. There's definitely light at the end of the tunnel with cannabis. People looking for pain relief through weed isn't anything new. Josh Biddix, co-owner and co-owner of Broad River Hemp, has to turn them down almost daily. And a lot of it is cancer patients, severe chronic pain, ALS, stuff like that, he says. While hemp-based product companies like Broad River Hemp carry are often used as a form of pain relief, Biddix said he hopes the state will legalize medical marijuana to get people stronger, more effective relief, particularly those in late-stage care for cancer. There's not people looking to get stoned. And if there is, that's between them and their doctor. That's not really a politician's business. They're just looking for pain relief, he said. A notable population looking for that pain relief is the state's veteran population. Jake Giles, a Marine Corps veteran and regular volunteer with the Veterans Group, said he's throwing his support behind the Compassionate Care Act in part because of his experience with veterans suffering wartime injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm sure a lot of them older gentlemen with limbs missing still have phantom limbs or phantom pains that would help them. Some cancer patients, I know several who've died in the last few years, and I'm sure it would help with appetite and ease pain, Giles said. Marijuana is more and more commonplace. It's not a new thing in other states. I just think that the vets in particular could benefit as much as anybody. We ought to take care of them. And it's the more humane way to do it. Legal versus illegal. A push for legalized marijuana has grown in recent years. As of this year, 36 states and 4 territories allow for medical use of cannabis, and 17 states, 2 territories, and the District of Columbia have enacted laws to regulate adult use of cannabis. Marijuana is still illegal in North Carolina, though in some ways has been decriminalized. Possessing marijuana still carries penalties ranging from no jail time to 21 months, depending on individual criminal records and amounts possessed. With New York and Virginia having just in different ways legalized it, we hope North Carolina will jump on the train of legalization. Laura White, owner of Soul Attic, a hemp grower and producer. When you have a little more THC in your products, a lot of times what we see is patients are able to find higher levels of relief. Berkowitz, White, and Baddix said that they have known people to go outside of the law and purchase marijuana with the intent to self-medicate, mostly with positive results from the user. But purchasing drugs from an unregulated market and without guidance from a medical professional carries significant risks. Buying it off the black market, you don't know what's in it. You read about people buying laced stuff with fentanyl and people overdosing, Biddix said. If it is legalized, it would guarantee people are buying something that is safer, lab-tested, and carefully grown plants for treatment. As of Friday, the Compassionate Care Act was still listed as being in the Committee for Rules and Operations in the Senate. From that committee, it can either be tabled or sent to the Senate for debate and a possible vote. In order for it to become law, it would have to be passed in the House of Representatives and the Senate, and it would have to be signed by Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. End of article. So I'm going to read one more sort of comment before ending this episode off. There's reason to think that this could pass this year, or at the very least next year. So let's get to that. So in the North Carolina subreddit, people that live there, and one source is saying that I've been helping with the legislative push on the bill. I won't get into too much because of it, but this one has legitimate dollar figures attached to it where the others haven't. The legislature has the right ones in the seats to get it through this time. And they know that it is coming federally. Look at what happened with hemp. We legalized that, and 2 years later, it is federally legalized. This is the first time I'd actually bet it's going through while others had zero chance in hell. North Carolina does not want to miss out on the budget increase from this. All right. So yeah, that's that comment. So again, hopefully it has enough to get over the finish line this year. If not, it'll probably pass next year. But if you live there, let your elected officials know that it's imperative that this gets done. But again, I mean, I don't want to keep this episode too long. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, other platforms like it. You can find me at _IAmCannabisSativa on Instagram, and then on Twitter at ICSativaPod. As always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store.
And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.